Hello, listeners. I'm Cole Anderson with the Under the Bed podcast, and this is the second episode of my lucid dreaming series. Last time, we discussed what a lucid dream was and the amazing things it can entail. But today, we'll be exploring the darker side of lucid dreaming and the dangers that this practice can bring. The first topic that I'm going to mention is lucid nightmares. Dreams are as fluid as water and can change and adapt instantly. Imagine you are in a lucid dream, messing around and minding your own business when suddenly you are faced with your worst fears. Now, my brain has some pretty strange things locked up inside of it, so this tends to happen a lot to me when I'm lucid dreaming. I remember once I dreamed of these freaky raven people whose eyes had been stabbed out. They'd followed me around silently in these sort of burlap cloaks. Everywhere I went, there always seemed to be one somewhere watching me. In a lucid dream, feelings and emotions are amplified. This means that during your nightmare, you would feel every ounce of pain and fear exactly, if not more so, than if it were in real life. Now, you may be wondering, how am I supposed to prevent this? Well, the answer is actually quite simple. And you'll find that these types of nightmares aren't as big of a threat as you would think. All you need to do is calm down, breathe, and remember that what you are seeing is just another part of your mind. You are in control. If you're calm and collected, you should be able to will your nightmares away before any real harm is done. Another danger you need to know about lucid dreaming is something called sleep paralysis. Sometimes after waking up from a lucid dream, you'll find that your conscious is awake but your body is not. You will be lying in your bed completely unable to move. This occurs because your brain is sort of weaving between awakeness and sleep. Sleep paralysis is usually accompanied by copious amounts of fear. Your body becomes its own prison. Now, what the worst thing about sleep paralysis is that while all of this is occurring, your subconscious will begin to play tricks on you. You'll see shadowy figures lumbering about your room, horrifying creatures with mangled bodies standing inches from your face. Again, these visions are only your mind, and they cannot hurt you. However, with the combination of these sights and your inability to move, is able to concoct a level of fear that you may have never reached before. But, again, don't worry, because there's an easy way out of this. Start by focusing on one part of your body. Let's say your index finger. Concentrate on moving that one finger. Just slowly try to wiggle it, and eventually it will become free. Then focus on moving your whole hand, then your arm, then your torso, and eventually you'll be able to move again. Well, today we've covered the dangers of lucid dreaming, including sleep paralysis and lucid nightmares, as well as how to move past these dangers. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned to any future episodes. Bye!